title, Fast Facts. Is the federal government a good employment option for people with disabilities? Page 1. United States Department of Defense, Computer and Electronics Accommodations Program, Leadership for the Employment of Americans with Disabilities, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. There are many advantages to working for the federal government. Federal employees serve in a wide variety of exciting jobs, earn good wages, receive medical benefits, and make a difference through public service. Question: So, how do I become a federal employee? Answer: There are numerous ways to get into the federal service. You can serve as an intern first. Check out www.wrp.gov. You can be hired competitively, or you can be hired non-competitively, Special Schedule A. Question: Where do I find out about federal jobs? Answer: Most federal vacancies are advertised on the USA Jobs website, found at www.usajobs.opm.gov. Through this site, you can search for openings in a particular field or city or agency or all three. Note, however, that some agencies do not use USA Jobs to advertise vacancies, so always check specific agency websites for additional information on employment opportunities. A listing of agency sites can be found at www.usa.gov. Question: What is Schedule A, and am I eligible to use it? Answer: Schedule A is a non-competitive hiring authority available for federal agencies to hire and or promote individuals with disabilities. By utilizing Schedule A to fill a vacancy, an agency can avoid using the traditional and sometimes lengthy competitive hiring process. You are eligible for a Schedule A appointment if you are a person with a severe physical or mental disability. Page 2. Question: How do I prove my eligibility for Schedule A? Answer: In order to receive a Schedule A appointment, you must be qualified for the job you're applying for, i.e., have the necessary knowledge, skills, and abilities to perform the required duties, demonstrate proof of disability, and be job ready. Proof of disability can be satisfied with a simple letter stating that you have a severe disability. You can get this letter from your doctor, a licensed medical professional, a licensed rehabilitation professional, or any entity that issues or provides disability benefits. The letter does not need to detail your medical history or your need for an accommodation. The simpler, the better. Though the Schedule A registration uses the term certification of job readiness, this certification does not need to be a formal certificate in the traditional sense. Indeed, any agency can and should review your resume and references to determine whether you are ready for the position you are applying for to certify job readiness. Additionally, job readiness can be determined by any of the above listed entities. There are no hard and fast rules when it comes to job readiness, so hiring agencies are free to decide for themselves who is a good fit for its open position or positions. Question: I found a job vacancy that I'm interested in applying for, and I want to use Schedule A. Now what? Answer: Once you have your resume and references in order and have attained your proof of disability, you are ready to apply. The best first step, typically, is to contact the Disability Program Manager, DPM, or Selective Placement Coordinator, SPC, at the agency where you wish to work. You can find this person by either using the contact info included in the vacancy announcement itself — all announcements include a phone number or email address to be used for questions — or by searching a directory of SPCs maintained by the Office of Personnel Management. The directory can be found at http://apps.opm.gov/sppc, but please note that it is not always accurate. Additionally, not all agencies have a DPM or SPC, so you may need to speak with an HR professional within the agency instead. Moreover, if you are a veteran, you may want to contact a Veterans Affairs counselor. Be prepared to put in some time and effort to find the correct person that can help you. Once you do, ask the DPM or SPC for guidance on the best way to proceed with applying for the identified vacancy. They can work with you to make sure your resume and application are considered. Page 3. You may also apply online through the USA Jobs website or the specific federal agency's website. Make sure you follow the application instructions as given in the job posting. When you fill out the application, indicate you wish to apply under Schedule A. Question: Are agencies required to use Schedule A? Answer: No. An agency can choose to use the traditional competitive process to fill its job vacancies, or they can choose to use the non-competitive Schedule A hiring authority. Question: If I am eligible for a Schedule A appointment, am I guaranteed a job? Answer: No. End of document.